Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of With Trends Like This, Who Needs Trendemies? Courtesy of my dumb brain, Miles. That's Miles. Hey, Miles.
Hi.
Miles, that's Miles. Hey, Miles.
What's up, Miles? Good to meet you, Miles. Same here, Miles. Take care, Miles. That's my name, too.
I'm
really,
Jack.
Miles? Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Let's tell the people what is trending right now. Yeah. Hong Kong gym is trending. What is that?
There's like a video basically of this gym in Hong Kong of showing as they reopen sort of what they were doing with temperature checks and these like weird cubicles for people running on treadmills. I don't know. I think everyone is this is like a new kind of content, which is like post lockdown porn, which is like, yeah, man, like show me how I'm going to gym after this, or show me how. And I don't know if this makes me want to go to the gym more or less. It just seems like the dividers are there. I don't know what that means for airflow. I don't know what that means for anything. But it has a lot of people like talking. I guess now they're, you know, they don't have the water fountains accessible. Like every other seat has been taken out. There's like alcohol wipes. So a lot of gyms everywhere kind of trying to do new things. But it's after talking about, you know, viral load last week, I'm having trouble, you know, finding a way to think that all of this is like totally, totally safe.
Yeah. I'm also, so another thing that's related is there's a Twitter topic that is what dining at top restaurants will look like after COVID-19. And the only picture they have is a divider. And then they're like, yeah, temperature checks and dividers, which, yeah, not exactly a sci-fi movie.
This is the most restaurants are willing to spend to ensure the safety. A divider. Okay.
But I do think that some of the articles I've read about how Taiwan was able to like get on top of shit pretty quickly and South Korea, and it was because they had the experience with SARS,
yeah.
Bird flu. The stuff that they were doing was pretty subtle. It was basically just like everybody started wearing masks. People like started social distancing a little bit. So maybe a little can go a long way, because those are places that didn't end up having to huddle inside like it was a fallout shelter.
Right. Well, yeah, in some cultures, especially in Asia, we have social distancing built into our culture. Like, we're not hugging all the time. We're not kissing people when we meet them. We bow, you know, like we wear masks when we feel sick. So there's a lot of like cultural advantages. But I'm still curious, like Japan has surprisingly been not as hard hit as I thought it was going to be, considering like what Abe was doing at the wheel over there. But hey, no news is good news.
What is the opposite of that culture? Like having social distancing built in, would that be like Western Europe with all the kissing?
Yeah, exactly.
The kissy.
Like when I would go to
people,
Japan,
it's called that because they French kiss when they greet each other, right?
I don't, you tongue kiss when you meet a French person.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I think in Japan, right? Like me being American, half American, I go there, I hug my relative. Like I see my family, I hug them. Like that's just because my black side is very affectionate. So I take, so I have that inbuilt and I go to Japan and I'm like, yo, bring it in, aunt, auntie. And she's like, oh, wow, this is fun hug. Okay. Like it's not like, ooh, fuck no, but it's just, it's like, you know, it's novel. Well, but it all depends. I mean, like there are, hey, I know Japanese families that are not like others that are very affectionate. But like other ones, it's like affection happens, you know, when you're much younger and then you become an adult and it's very much like an adult thing. But I still force my mom into the hug, but she likes
it. I think she needs to feel Irish reserve all their physical contact for when they're drunk. Harry Styles is trending. Super producer Sophie Lichterman forwarded us the video. She was like, just for when Jack asks why this is trending. I knew. Okay. I was up on. Nah. I'm
yeah, you
kidding.
Knew.
I had no clue.
You knew watermelon, honey, whatever was out today. You knew. You had it tatted. Watermelon sugar.
What is watermelon? Watermelon sugar. Okay. That sounds.
Just, I don't know. I think it's sugar made out of watermelon juice. It's just a track off his album that I felt came out 9 years ago. But now the album's out and it's very much like a beachy 70s. Man, that album has been a minute. The video, the visuals are very much like something no one is doing right now, which is like going to a beach and like bear hugging like a group of 15 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it looks like, like one of those scenes in a film where like they're like, and we had a lot of fun in the 60s, and like you go to that grainy like 16 millimeter film style, and like this it's like a little bit sped up.
Oh, okay,
and everyone's wearing their cool outfits. You know, hey, shout out to everybody who's the Harry stand. Get yours. Today is your day, I guess.
It starts off with this video is dedicated to touching.
Because that's what a lot of, a lot of that wasn't happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Moderna is trending. That is a pharmaceutical company that might have found a vaccine. We probably won't know.
They said they had a very promising second phase of testing for a vaccine, and people were developing antibodies, and the risks seemed low. All that to say, like, yeah, that's great. That's nowhere near close to what us being out of the woods. But a few pharmaceutical researchers have said they've made some pretty promising developments. So now they will move into a third phase of testing, which would be like thousands upon thousands, like tens of thousands of people trying this out, to then be like, okay, is this ready to go to market? But a lot of them are all cautioning, like, look, This isn't something you're going to see at the end of this year ready to roll out, or even as early as the very beginning of next year. But this is the speed at which we have to develop these things to make sure they're safe, and also like make sure supply chains are all intact so you can actually start cranking out like billions of doses. But you know, the stock market loves it.
Love it. And we love to see it when the stock market loves it. Yeah. So their price is surging.
I need more armor for my wage slaves to go into battle.
And then finally, Marbula One is trending, or at least people on our thread are talking about it. This is something that I just watched for the first time about 15 minutes ago. It's marble racing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's kind of hypnotic. Yeah. It feels like it belongs in one of those Reddit threads of like things that are like oddly satisfying. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those. I mean, yes, that's what it is. It's hypnotic. A lot of people are like, it scratches that sports itch. I think that's what was sort of jokingly when it came out. This does not scratch any sporting
itch
at all
for me.
I don't have the marbles. You know, I hate to be, you know, treat all marbles the same, but they all look alike to me. So it's hard for me to determine which marble I want to get behind. Just like keep it simple, like yellow, like just do Roy G. Biv out those marbles. So it's really easy to follow. But it is cool because the time that's put into these races is amazing. Like they're full on graphics packages. There's like splits. There's like everything's being like properly recorded. It seems like from a lap time perspective.
Right.
So I think it's more fun to see that, like, that effort put into something. Because I'm not out here being like, man, I'm about to forget soccer, baby. Forget the NBA. It's all about these marbles.
This is the new wave. Everybody's going to be just watching Marbula 1. But it does. So my question was, wait, was this happening before quarantine? Or is this something somebody, like, specifically made? But this is a whole world. Like, there is some venture capitalist somewhere who's like, Marbula One is the future, man. We gotta like blow this league out. It's gonna be like the way they talk about esports. I feel like Marbula One probably has like investors.
It's amazing to look on this one channel, Gels Marble Runs. When you look at their description, they have milestones of their subscription rate, and they started in November 23rd. They hit 1,000 subs. And then it's kind of like incremental growth. In September 2019, they had 500,000 subs. Then March of this year, 600,000 subs. Then 2 weeks later, 700,000 subs. Then 4 weeks later, 800,000 subs. Like, it's just
blowing up.
Yeah.
Well, for those marbleheads out there, Speedy is still in first position with 59 points, but Snowy, who I just watched stage a really great come from behind victory.
Yeah.
Is at 58. Snowy's
did you see
a
that,
big
highlight compilation I sent you of Snowy's best like racing.
Yeah,
moments.
Dude. Yeah. Like yeah, wild. It was like full of trick stuff.
And with the MOP Annie upbeat underneath it, I was like, yes, bro.
Annie up. Yeah. It's just a marble passing other marbles.
Kidnap that fool.
Yeah. I do worry that Snowy's gonna suffer from exhaustion. I mean, the rigors of a Marbula One schedule. Gravity
load
takes
management.
Its toll.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, guys. That is going to do it for this episode. Those are four things that are trending. We hope you guys are staying safe, being good to each other, being good to yourselves. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Stay inside. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.